Alléluia. 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 Open our hearts, O Lord, to listen to the words of your Son. Alléluia. 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 A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey and I have nothing to offer him. And he says in reply from within, do not bother me, the door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything. I tell you, if he does not get up to give him the loaves because of the friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. And the one who seeks, finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish? Or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. It's so beautiful. Ask, will be given. Seek, and you'll find. Lock, and be open. Of course, at times, it's not immediate. We ask something, and you got it. But my personal experience, it's God is really listening. But he respects our time. He respects our openness. All these years in pastoral work, there are moments that I feel incapable of solving some problems. And Jesus will send some people to give a helping hand. It's so true. In a special way, I always mention the person in Toronto who had stick brother, maybe the 5 wounds of Jesus. She's a lady. She got a gift of praying for other people because she offered her pain to give Jesus for the need of the other people. Her name is Lydia Barnes. Usually I didn't ask her anything. I know that what is ready for me. But once she asked me, will you, next time when you come, write a letter to Jesus? Because she was meeting Jesus now and then, usually at night time, when she was praying in the prayer room. So the next time when I arrived at the house, I forgot about the letter. Anyway, I get some paper and write some intentions on it and give it to her. I just very casually, with too much attention, just like a few prayer of the faithful, but much respect. Just, you know, on a rough paper, write some words, that's all. I gave it to her. That evening, she put on an altar and disappeared to her that evening. When she left, she took my letter. After 3 months, Jesus appeared again to Lillian and telling her to give me the answer about the letter. All the words of Jesus also intimate. He called me my dear son, my dear priest. I feel ashamed because I never, even in the paper, I never say, dear Jesus. I just take it for granted. But Jesus was so thanking all the time, paid so much respect. I just want some simple things from Jesus. At that time, since I was working in Toronto, I was asking Jesus to give us the fullness of unity among the parish, and that's all. One thing Jesus expects me through the message is Jesus invites me to stay before the blessed sacrament for a certain period during the day. It's that simple. I try to do my best anyway. I didn't ask much, ask many things. But after couple of years, I have to leave Toronto back to Hong Kong. I found out that the parish is more united, more layer family. And materially speaking, a parish managed to keep all the loans to the bank, because we have a new church built some years ago. We have to pay quite a large sum of money every year. But by the time I left Toronto, the cashier of the parish told me that all the loans have been erased because we pay off everything. This I know. I didn't ask any people. I didn't ask during the Sunday homily to ask people to keep a helping hand. I never thought of it. But Jesus thought of it. He encouraged people. I don't know how. Anyway, Jesus, he knows us. Even without openly asking Jesus, Jesus giving us what we need. So it's beautiful. Just entrust. in the hand of Jesus. We might not know whatever we will ask. Whatever we ask, surely is according to the will of God. The rest, just believe. Seek first the kingdom of God, and the rest will be given.